The Realty Rant is for informational and entertainment purposes only. Opinions are those of the speakers. No person, company, or entity is being singled out or accused. Hosts and affiliates are not responsible for actions based on this content.
Hey, I want to talk about a problem that's facing the real estate industry right now. As we've seen the last couple of years, the market has really been stagnant, and you're starting to see a lot of short sales making a comeback. And I want to protect the consumer and make sure it's difficult enough to go through a short sale, but then to find out that you've listed your home with an agent that doesn't understand short sales, and they're bringing in a third party to jack up the rate on your transaction that's completely unnecessary. I want to talk about how that's going to hurt you. Stick around, loosen up your seatbelt today, because I'm going to give you some sad facts.
This is The Realty Rant with Vincent Arcuri. No fluff, no sugarcoating, no holding back. After decades in real estate, Vincent has seen it all. Tune in as he cuts through the noise to share the trends, tactics, and truths you won't hear anywhere else. The show starts now.
Hey, I'm Vincent Arcuri, and you know, a problem that I'm seeing right now with so many people having difficulty making their mortgage payments as the economy is just laying flat for the last couple of years. And I've seen a lot of short sales, and you know, short sales are a fantastic way. And if you don't know what a short sale is, if you're behind in your mortgage and you get really upside down where you don't have enough equity in your home to sell your home, you basically can, the bank will a lot of times allow you to sell the home for whatever the market value is, and they'll forgive the debt, the portion that you couldn't cover. Say your closing cost and the real estate agent fees bring you up over the amount that would break you even on the transaction. Banks will sometimes eat that amount. And if you're dealing with a really good real estate agent that knows how to negotiate these short sales, you could really be in the clear. It's so much easier and faster and better for your credit, if you will. I'm not saying it's good for your credit to have a short sale, but as opposed to a foreclosure, your recovery time to get you back on track is a lot faster with a short sale than it would be with a foreclosure. The problem is, there's so much turnover in the real estate industry with real estate agents that when I used to do these short sales, probably over 90% of my business was short sales and foreclosures after the crash of 2006-07. So 8, 9, 10, and even 11, most of my business was short sale and foreclosure activity. Well, most real estate agents have gotten into the business after that. So what's happening? Where am I going at? Where the hell am I? Vince, where are you going with this? Well, where I'm going with this is a third party that these real estate agents are hiring to negotiate the short sale on behalf of them. So when you're interviewing real estate agents, if they've never done a short sale before, you know, that should be a caution flag and a red flag popping up for you, because that's going to hurt you. It's going to minimize your chances of having a successful short sale. Recently, I put an offer in on a property, and there's this third party attorney. And I'm not saying that attorneys don't. I've used attorneys before sometimes when I've had difficulties, but here's this attorney that's popped into the deal now, and he is the negotiator for the transaction. I'm asking myself, what the hell do these people need the real estate agent for? Because on a short sale, if you're wholesaling the property so that they sell fast, usually what happens, any real estate agent's going to be able to get at least an offer on that property. And now who's negotiating that transaction for you? So if the real estate agent has to hire a third party person, in this particular case, this attorney was asking for 2%. Now, to understand these short sales, you have to understand that the bank is the one, the lender is taking the haircut. They're taking the loss on the transaction. So now all of a sudden they're looking at this attorney that's asking for 2% in this particular case. So they're asking for an $8,000 fee when the bank is already losing money and doing you, the consumer, a favor in essence by forgiving the debt. So guess what? The banks say, I'm not paying it. So guess who has to pay it? Well, the buyer coming in says, hey, I'm not paying for that. you, the seller, who the whole object of doing the short sale was so that you could get out of this without having to come out of pocket with anything. Now, all of a sudden, you're on the hook for $8,000 because your real estate agent didn't have the skill set to negotiate with the bank for a successful short sale. Now, this is happening all the time, and it's not necessarily an attorney. It can be some representative. It could be another real estate agent that they're bringing in with experience, like myself. I don't do that, by the way, but for example, that has the experience to negotiate these short sales for a piece of the commission. And that doesn't benefit the consumer because the consumer is looking for a way out. Obviously, if you're looking at a short sale, you're facing foreclosure and you want an escape hatch. You know, I'm ranting about this and I want to give you a solution on why it's important and how to interview a real estate agent or an attorney to make sure that you don't get caught paying unnecessary money, and in this particular case, almost $10,000 in fees that with listing with a reputable, knowledgeable real estate agent, you wouldn't have had to pay. Stick around. I'm going to give you some solutions right after the break.
This episode of The Realty Rant is brought to you by TampaPad.com, your one-stop resource for all your real estate needs. Whether you're buying, selling, or just looking for expert advice, TampaPad.com has you covered. Now back to the show.
So we're back. And, you know, I want to remind everybody, you know, I'm doing that. Why am I even doing these? I'm doing these to educate consumers. And I'm speaking subjects that are taboo that real estate agents don't like to talk about because they don't like the consumers to know about these insider things that are happening in the real estate industry. And, you know, there's a reason why the National Association of Realtors got their asses handed to them by the Department of Justice a few years ago. So if you think everything's all on the up and up, they paid $500 million. I mean, the National Association of Realtors paid over $500 million. All these brokerages all contributed to this number. So if you think that everything's on the up and up, nothing could be further from the truth. And you as a consumer need to be educating and protecting yourself from things that are happening in the real estate industry. And that's why I like to bring it to light so that you understand what's happening. So let's talk about if you are facing a foreclosure, you're 5 or 6 months behind in your mortgage payment. And let me tell you, if you're not behind in your mortgage payment, the lender is not even going to consider a short sale. So you have to be pretty distraught behind on your mortgage payments before they'll even consider it. So I wanted to give you the process to protect yourself. And what you want to do is you want to make sure that they're going to forgive the difference. They're going to forgive that amount. Let's say you have and the way it happened in the past is you had a $700,000 house. Well, maybe you sold that house for $500,000 and the bank lost over $200,000 on that. You want to make sure that they're forgiving that and that they're not going to 1099 you for that. And that's a whole nother podcast on that. But an agent that is negotiating your short sale will be able to tell you if there's going to be any tax ramifications after the Bush administration had passed some legislation back in the day that protected you from that. So you want to make sure that all that is still in play if you do a short sale. You want to talk to the real estate agent and in Florida, the title company. I know my title company that I use, the Bay City Title in Tampa, they've done countless short sales for me in the past. And the owners of that company and the people that work there are expert negotiators that assist me negotiating with the banks and the lenders on these short sales to make sure that my clients are not getting hammered on the back end by some third-party negotiator. That's part of my fee when the people list their home with me, just like if a consumer listed their home with me, it's the same. I charge the same amount, whether it's a short sale, if it's a pre-foreclosure, or if it's a traditional sale, because all of it requires different types of marketing to get the property sold. So as a short sale specialist, what I've done in the past is I've negotiated with my title partner, and I've usually come to a successful, I can't think of a time where we haven't had a successful short sale and the property ultimately went into foreclosure. Whereas I see other agents, their properties, it's unsuccessful. It drags on long enough where it gets to the point of no return. And the next thing you know, there's a sheriff's deputy knocking on your door with eviction papers because it's too late. You selected the wrong real estate agent. So as a person that's behind on their mortgage, you need to maybe call the brokerage or speak to the agent and ask them, have they ever done a short sale? What is their process? Speak to their title company and make sure that there's no third party vendors coming in that you, the consumer that's already in a financial hardship, is going to have to pay. Because trust me, the buyer coming in does not want to pay that fee because they're buying a short sale because it's a great investment. And once you start adding these fees, some 2%, 3%, 4% of the purchase price to the deal, they don't want to pay it because the deal doesn't become a moneymaker for them. And a lot of these flips and these investors, these types of properties, some people hold them long term, but the people that are flipping them, they, again, you make your money buying the property. So their margins are thin sometimes. And that's the tipping point for them where they're not going to want to buy your property. And then ultimately that could drive you into a foreclosure situation. So bottom line is you need to make sure you're dealing with an experienced real estate agent. This is one of those times where maybe the old timers like myself that have been in the real estate industry 3.5 decades, it comes into play. You might want to look for a real estate agent that was doing a lot of business in the early 2000s, 2007, 8, 9, 10, when short sales were the flavor of the day, and that was most of our business. So you have to really align yourself with people that have the experience doing this very unique segment of the real estate business that's becoming bigger and bigger, and hopefully it's not going to get any bigger than it is, but I have a feeling that it is going to get bigger. And as a consumer, you need to do your due diligence to protect yourself and your family from financial hardship. And sometimes in this particular case, the real estate agents that you're selecting are causing more damage than good. So make sure you do your homework. Be careful out there, guys. And if you like the content that we're putting out here, please subscribe to the channel. I love putting it out and educating consumers. And remember, if you're thinking about buying or selling real estate in the Tampa Bay area, you could search the MLS just like a real estate agent by going to tampapad.com. I'm Vincent R. Curie. Thanks for watching.
That's it for this episode of The Realty Rant with your host, Vincent R. Curie. Thanks for listening. Subscribe now and follow on all social platforms so you never miss the real insights. And we'll see you next time on The Realty Rant.